The significance of this is trade integration, trade facilitation among the African countries, and more importantly, made in Africa. That's what it's all about. It is a passage towards improving local production across the continent so that the continent will be able to feed itself, produce consumer goods and other things for the continent. But most importantly, it is about transforming the natural resources of the continent for continental consumption and export. If Africa is talking about addressing the migration problem, what we are missing here is that the greener pasture is right in Africa. So it is important for us to focus on transforming the natural resources to create this greener pasture on the continent.
I read some statistics that Africa has about 2% of world trade. And I'm wondering, how is that possible when the continent has plenty of natural resources?
Well, we have the natural resources, but unfortunately, we are exporting the natural resources. We are not providing the daily addition associated with these natural resources. So we're getting pennies on the dollar for our natural resources, so to speak. So the focus of the AFTA is now geared towards changing that pattern so that there will be trade integration across the continent. There will look more at transforming these natural resources for the continent going forward.
I understand you will be presenting the Bill of Rights Tuesday in Cairo. What is the significance of this Bill of Rights and what are some of the key provisions?
The significance to it is that over the years, since the founding of the OAU, North African Union, they came up with a series of important protocols that include, for example, peace and security, a free movement of people, common passport, common currency. Those are key elements to facilitate trade integration across the continent. Unfortunately, we have not been able to implement most of the protocols signed by the African heads of states. So what we're saying to the private sector is that look at the protocols and EU Agenda 2063 as gifts from our leaders told the people of Africa in terms of the benefits to be derived from both projects. The significance here is that if you implement the protocols to the letter, what you're doing is creating a predictable, conducive investment climate across the continent. What is it that business people look for? They want peace and security. They want convertible currency. They want rule of law. So in essence is that if you have these things, then obviously you would have a level of employment. You would mitigate this whole issue of people risking to find greener pasture across the ocean and so forth.
Are you hopeful that these provisions in this Bill of Rights can be obtained throughout Africa? Because if you look around, it seems that each government in Africa is doing its own thing.
Well, to start off with, most of what we have, or basically what we have identified as rights, are already in the protocols. We're simply now trying to get the business community to claim these as rights and to convince the respective countries to implement the protocols, because they have already been signed by the heads of state. So there's nothing basically new that we're asking for. In the Bill of Rights or in the protocols, they call for peace and security. That was the very first thing that the EU tried to, or the OEU then tried to achieve: peace and security, economic unity, free movement of people, rule of law. These are all there.